Welcome to the Alara Contest Weekend Edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 29th of August 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick, VK7RI. This broadcast goes out and repeats all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. Contest news. Alara Contest. The 41st Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, or Alara, contest is on this weekend from Saturday the 28th of August 2021 from 0600 UTC and ends on Sunday the 29th of August 21 at 0559 hours UTC. You can operate on all HF bands except 160 metres and the RUC bands, and contacts made on Echolink will also be accepted. CW and phone contacts allowed. It is open to all licensed operators throughout the world. The object of the contest is participation with YLs work everyone and OMs work YLs only. YLs operating on their own with their own call signs. YLs from Scout and Girl Guide groups using their club's equipment call sign with a licensed amateur present. If a YL is operating as the second operator, her husband, partner cannot participate in the contest. Every individual phone or CW contact may be counted. There must be an interval of greater than 1 hour between contacts with any one station on any one band in same mode. All contacts must be made in accordance with operator and station license regulations. A valid contact exchange for a Alara member, RS and RST, serial number, starting at 001, Alara member number and name. For YL non-member, OM, RS and RST, serial number, starting at 001, name and whether YL or OM. OM works YLs only. Scoring the phone contacts, 5 points for Alara member logged, 4 points for YL non-member logged or Scout and Guide Groups YLs, and 3 points for OM logged including Scout Group OMs. Scoring for CW contacts. All contacts made on CW count for double points for OM or Scout Group OMs, 5 points for Alara member logged and 4 points for YL non-member logged or Scout and Guide Group YLs. Logs must be received by the contest manager by the 30th of September 2021. And for more details, you can take a look at the Alara website. And now QSL news. A report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA, VK7 Inwood QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards as at the 20th of August 2021 is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reese members can collect their cards from the domain club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays by lunchtime. Also, Herman has heard that some amateurs have recently changed their call sign. With those who have changed recently, please contact Herman with old and new call signs and the date change that Herman can steer the cards received in the right direction. Thank you to those amateurs who have already been in touch. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwoods QSL Bureau. And now I have news for the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, next meeting, change of date and time. Due to the AFL Grand Final on Scouts Yankee Auction, the next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on the 18th of September at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated, this being a government-suggested COVID recommendation. We have a single packaged tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are also most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or unwell, or in the last 14 days have been in contact with anyone that has been overseas or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting, and please note the new meeting start time from now is 1:30 p.m. Club outing to Sheffield Steam and Heritage Centre. The outing to Sheffield Steam and Heritage Centre is planned for Saturday the 2nd of October, subject to verification from Sheffield Steam and Heritage. Barbecue facilities are available, prices are reasonable, and we expect to have a great day playing trains with Graham, VK7GS, driving us. Families are welcome. Please let the committee know approximate number ASAP so we can give Sheffield an idea of how many will be attending. It will be a BYO food and drink, although some food and drinks are available on site. Members will be notified when the final details are available, and final numbers need to be notified at next meeting. Winter Luncheon. On Saturday the 21st of August, the club held its Winter Luncheon at the Lighthouse Hotel in Ulverston. We had a large turnout to enjoy a scrumptious meal and desserts. The biggest challenge of the day was for oldies like me, donning the party hats. Much laughter and chatter revolved around the social coordinator, Kirsty, bought for the occasion. Everyone enjoyed themselves and no one went home hungry. Peyton Park Scout Camp. Final antenna upgrade. The new tri-band 6'2 and 70cm diamond base antenna, HF off-centre fed dipole antenna have arrived. So on Saturday the 28th of August, weather permitting, club members are having a working bee. This is to mount the new tri-band on top of the 20-metre tower, as well as replacing the worn-out fan dipole with an off-centre fed dipole antenna and replace the coaxes for both antennas. This will hopefully reduce maintenance on the facility, as well as replace antennas that have been up for over 20 years and are not functioning very well. This will allow the Scouts to use the HF or dual band radios donated by club members at either the Scout camp or Scout headquarters in Ulverston. And that 73 is from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, news officer. Northwest VK7 Chat and Show Notice. The next gathering of the Chat and Show group is going to happen on the 4th of September at the Ulverston Sports Centre in Flora Street, West Ulverston at 2 p.m. and all are welcome. Please note, owing to the new COVID restrictions at the centre, the door has to remain locked at all times on the weekend, and to get in it will be necessary for you to carry a phone so you can ring the number posted on the door for entry. Sorry about this, but we must do the right thing. And there's a QR code in the hallway to check in as well. Don't forget that you come to the Ulverston Show Society veranda door for entry. Small pack of commercially processed food for afternoon tea will be a welcome, and you're asked to claim your leftovers at the end. Sure, I'll have my tea and coffee box there available all afternoon for you to grab a drink. We all know what to do if we are unwell or associated with an overseas traveller, so please adhere to the rules in respect of others' safety. Have you brought any radio toys or new projects on the go or anything collected of interest? Then please bring along to show and talk about. Looking forward to seeing everyone on the 4th of September. And that's 73 from Shirl, VK7 HSC group organiser. And now news from the North, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The summit's on the air, and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Monday and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. until 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, which is in Henry Street, Launceston. And if you want more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. And that's 73 some Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Now over to the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As this news goes to air, a number of NTARC members will be recovering from having spent yesterday at Scottsdale providing safety comms for North East Equine Endurance Club Jolly Let Memorial Ride, held at Santorina Park. Hopefully the weather was kind to them and all went well. We will bring you an update of how things went for them in the next week's news. In the meantime, we provide you with a brief rundown of how things went last Wednesday night in relation to the club tech session. So it's over to Idris, a VK7ZIR. A cool night last Wednesday didn't hamper the attendance of a good roll-up of members. Fire was well and truly burning brightly. Burn on, biscuits and fruitcake out for all to enjoy. Lots of chatter about the current and future projects. Some of the items of interest were brought along for a bit of show and tell, a very casual and enjoyable evening had by all. So until the next club tech session, that's all folks. That's 73 some Idris, VK7ZIR. Thanks Idris for that update. Great to see attendees still up there on these cool nights when the spring looming up and hopefully warmer weather, more will join in on these nights. And just a reminder though, to all attending the club rooms that we have to check in TAS app at our club rooms. By registering using the check-in TAS app, we are complying with public health directions by enabling our members to self-check-in at the club room. This information is stored in the Tasmanian Government for contract tracing if required. The QR code is up and running for the members to utilise, with the QR code poster at the sign-in table. Members are still able to register their attendance at the club by signing in manually if the attendance book you are unable to choose not to register using the check-in app. Please note that you must use one of those two methods. You do not have an option of not registering. So that's the matter of the law. Now, upcoming events. Slow Morse course. Wednesday, the 1st of September. Your host and teacher is Nick, VK7WW. Frequencies and times are the same as those used by Nick for the previous testnet and technet. And if you've forgotten what they are, here they are. 1900 hours to 1930 hours on 3.580 MHz, and then 1930 through to about 2030 on 3.567 MHz. So why not tune in and give it a try? For those who may want some extra help, this website report is being very good. Tech Night, Wednesday the 8th of September at the NTAR Club Rooms, 1930 hours till whenever. Coffee Mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTAR Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to 2 at noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. And just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation for all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and other services we provide. Especially in these abnormal and very trying times, enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me on the following address, which is news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. That 73 is from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary F. NTARC Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now down south, Radio Electronics Association, Southern Tasmania. Community radio station technical support. Being an amateur radio operator gives you some unique experiences, knowledge and skills, ranging from operating computers and computer control to integration on and interfacing, through to knowing and applying radio transmission theory, radio frequency measurement, design and construction. It is an end-to-end skill that is highly valued in many technical circles. These are skills that are very valuable to a community radio station. There are over 450 community radio stations operating around Australia, including 14 in Tasmania. Most operate through volunteer presenters and technical assistants who give their time and knowledge as a community service to enhance and reflect diversity within our community. For more information, take a look at the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia website. Are you interested in taking your hobby of amateur radio to a new level and assisting community radio stations in a technical capacity? Contributing your skills, knowledge and experience to assisting organisations that are providing an important service to the community. Keeping the community radio station on air 24/7, 365 is not a small undertaking and involves many different roles and responsibilities. On the technical side, there is much computer-based work like scheduling audio playout on automated systems, establishing and maintaining computer networks and building and imaging PCs. It also involves audio, computer and communication interfacing and integration, equipment maintenance and occasionally high-powered radio frequency engineering work. Technorama is a national support organisation assisting community radio technical volunteers. They run training programs and provide other services, and their website is worth a look. If you're interested or just curious, we suggest you get in contact with Jim Parrish on email parrish_taz@bigpond.com for more information. And that 73 is from the Reese Committee. Reese 2 Repeater Link Update. From the Reese Repeater Coordinator, we hear an update about the R2 linking. Please note the new permanent link arrangements between the Domain and Mount Nelson repeaters. VK7RAD 2-meter repeater on 146.7 is now permanent linked to VK7RDS 77-meter repeater on Mount Nelson. VK7RDS operates on 439.750 MHz with a minus negative 7 MHz input. Note the new input frequency of 432.750 MHz. No tone is required, however, a 141.3 Hz tone output is provided for those wanting to mute and tail an ident. The VK7RDS repeater provides good coverage over Greater Hobart and down to the Kingborough and Channel areas. VK7RDS operates at 50 watts into a Diamond X50 vertical with a permanent 2-meter gateway to the Domain. We're hopeful that this will increase coverage to those that struggle with the Domain. For those previously using VK7RDS to monitor 23 centimetres, can now find this temporarily on the Snug Tiers 146.850 repeater, courtesy of Brian VK7BW. And feedback and reports are most welcome. And that 73 is from Damien, VK7SD, Reese Repeater Coordinator. Now, September presentation night, P25 Emergency Services Network Build. This Wednesday night, the 1st of September, from 7:30 p.m, we have the privilege of having Andrew Johns, VK7AJ, giving us a presentation on how to build a statewide P25-based emergency services radio network. This should be a fascinating look into what it takes to provide a digital radio network in a challenging environment like Tasmania. Look forward to seeing you there, and again, that 73 is from the Reese Committee. October presentation, military radios and antennas. On Sunday, the 3rd of October, from 12 noon, Reese are having a BYO barbecue lunch, then a presentation and demonstration on military radios and antennas. This presentation and demonstrations are being given by Peter, VK7KPC, and Kim, VK7KB, who are both avid collectors of military radios. We thank Peter and Kim for agreeing to give us this presentation. See you at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms after the broadcast on October the 3rd. That 73 is from the Reese Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Training and Assessments. Reese next Foundation Licence Course and All Licence Assessment Day is on next Saturday, the 25th of September 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reese Learning Organiser, no ASAP, that you will be coming along by phoning him on 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607, or email, which is assessor@reese.asn.au. You can also check out the Reese Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the Reese YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Check out the Reese Facebook page events for further details. And that 73 is from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. DATV Experimenters Night. We start the night with Richard, VK7ZBX, and Justin, VK7TW, reviewing the current logs uploaded from the Remembrance Day contest. It was great to see VK7 with 51 logs uploaded. People have until Sunday to upload their logs. Richard then took the audience through his substantial progress made by Richard and Murray, VK7ZMS, on the 1.8 metre 10 GHz dish built with sun and moon noise measurements at 12.2 dB and 1 dB respectively, which is a great result. This was accompanied by great pictures. We then reviewed the interesting antenna idea, which was a 6 metre loop from the aluminium folding chair. We then moved on to one of the conspiracy theorists amongst us, and thanks to Ben and Justin for some interesting interweb morsels, starting with the home EMF defence device that looks like a copper heatsink at US$68. Quick search revealed a similar item at JCAR sold as Raspberry Pi heatsink for $7.95 for two. We then moved to 5G Faraday cage for your Wi-Fi router. Interesting idea to stop 5G from getting into your Wi-Fi router. Hi. Lee, VK7LEE, then joined us with his recently built impressive flower pot 2 and 70 centimeter antenna, and he took the audience through its build. Thanks, Lee. Justin then took the audience through the new PTZ cameras for the studio and main room. These are ex-CCTV cameras from around Hobart. A huge thank you to Anders Merchant and JetTech. Justin is using Arduino controller to send PTZ commands to control the camera with Pelco D protocol and RS485 shield and home button shield. Justin took the audience through a code in the Arduino integrated development environment. Justin demonstrated a neat little feature in the code where, if you are zoomed in, then you adjust the pan and tilt speed to slow them down to slow the pan and tilt functions. We finished with a reminder of the future presentation nights. We have a fortnight's break until the next DATV Experimenters night, and as this week is the presentation night. See you in the fortnight, and 73 from Justin of VK7TW. Now on to regular VK7 gatherings and events over coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group. Meeting Monday and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday Coffee Session, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 8th of September, again at the Rochelle Club Rooms in Launceston. NTARC Slow Morse Training, Wednesday the 1st of September on TechNet Frequencies. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 Local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 again, Thursday commencing at 10:30 UTC, which is 20:30 local. Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX net, which starts off on 144.190 upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following up after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS, which is a Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queens and Main Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist again, DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz and commences at 5 p.m. Events. Reist, 1st of September, P25 Emergency Services Network with Andrew VK7AJ from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, 4th of September, Chat and Show at the Olverston Sports Centre in Flora Street, West Olverston from 2 p.m. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, 18th of September, club meeting from 1:30 p.m. Reist, 3rd of October, military radio presentation and demonstration with a VK7 KPC and a VK7 KB with BYO barbecue. That's in the Queen's Domain Club Room, and that starts at 12 noon with the barbecue. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader is a VK7 PD. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres is VK7GS, 80 metres is VK7TPE, 40 metres is VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C of VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. This concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. And for further information about the broadcast, they can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. And finally, VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And on behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73's from Rick, VK7RI.